I hope you're doing really well. Today you're going with what you just, this is how he described it to me. It's thought of the crown jewel of New Orleans, the Sazerac. Is that correct? Yes. Did I pronounce it right? The Sazerac.
What it is.
Okay, so why is it the crown jewel of New Orleans? Is that where it originated from?
Apparently, I was looking it up, and yeah, it's originally a French drink. That's why it's got the cognac in it. And then it just sort of got Americanized. And I think it was in the 80s it was pronounced to be New Orleans' official drink.
Ooh, okay.
So what makes it so special? Because it's got a really nice, it kind of, to me, it feels like it softens the taste of rye off this one.
Oh, absolutely. It sweetens it up. And Gregor mentioned that he likes the old-fashioned style of drinks last time. So I went with this because it's quite similar. But with the brandy, it sweetens up the rye, and the absinthe really adds a little a kick. As old Brent Sake would say, he calls it a bit of a knee buckler.
So I was looking, it's an ounce and a half each of rye and cognac. You put it now, you put into a mixing. So that means you're not shaking this, right? You just put it into like, you take an ounce and a half and just pour it together. Is that correct? Is that what you mean by a mixing? Or is there like a special mixing bowl I should have for this?
Oh, just any glass will do. You just want to, you know, slowly stir it to leave some of the water because the water opens up the whiskey. And it just adds more depth to the drink.
Okay.
Now, what about the far as being chilled? Does the chilling add anything, or does that bring any element to it?
It makes it easier to drink. traditionally, there's no ice in the drink. You just drink it straight up. I prefer it with ice because I don't need to pound back 3 ounces of alcohol right away. So I want to sip it.
So it just kind of spreads out the enjoyment a little bit rather than just having to put her down in kind of a quick hurry.
Exactly.
I like it. Now, the absinthe around the ends. Explain to me this, because you have coat the frozen glasses by rolling some absinthe around the inside. What is the purpose of this?
Well, I'm sure, as you know, like absinthe is a very strong anise-based liqueur. So kind of yes. like Zambuca or licorice. And the frozen glass helps just make it stick to the glass. You don't want too much, you just want the flavoring. And it really adds a great character to the drink.
Would it do that with any kind of a drink, or does it only work with what you've got here in rye?
Oh, it works like any kind of drink. I'm sure you've heard of martinis that are burnt. That's basically yep. just the same thing with rolling scotch in your martini glass.
I like it. Well, we have one here, Struds and I. Now, the one thing, I didn't have an absinthe spoon because Dell said if you the other way you wanted for a twist on entertaining your folks, and I will have a picture of this. I've never even heard of an absinthe spoon before, so that was cool. But you can even use a fork. And basically what you do is you make the drink, as we said above, but then you leave out the syrup. And you pour the drink into the glasses, and then you balance the fork atop the mouth of the glass, place a cube of sugar on it, and then drizzle some absinthe on the sugar cube and light it. And then it drips into the drink.
Jeez.
So does that then give it a little bit of a burnt taste if you do it that way?
Well, it caramelizes the sugar, so it's a little different taste. And it's mainly for show and fun. It's always fun around a campfire or just around the dinner table. Turn down the lights and light the drinks on fire. A little entertainment for your guests.
So you're trying to put a little bit of a show on for your guests instead of just handing them a beer in a red can.
Well, yeah, for those special nights, you know, like two nights ago.
Two nights. Well, this is kind of like, you know, date 7 or 8 where you're like, you know, I kind of like the girl, but now I want to impress her. So you bring out the Sazerac with the absinthe spoon. It's kind of like date 7, or is that too early in the dating ritual?
It might be a little too early in that. This is more to maybe impress your date's father one day over at dinner.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Nice. Right. This is like the grow the hair on your chest. Hey, hear me roar. Okay. I like it. Now, we went with orange, Dell, instead of lemon. And I'm telling you, the orange is just a fantastic compliment to the taste of this. Like, I'm loving it. Is lemon or orange, like, is it that significantly different, one or the other?
Not extremely. I prefer the orange also myself. And I like using the orange bitters because that adds just a little more flavor to it. But just any citrus will do. You can use grapefruit, lime, whichever.
Okay. Well, I will want to recommend. I've never had a jar of bitters, but I bought them now. I think I got to put bitters in all my drinks. Like, I love it. So just a little drop. It really adds to it. It's amazing what a small little dash, little drop of the bitters, and it changes everything.
Oh, and that's a bit. That's a deep rabbit hole. There's so many different kinds of bitters out there. You'll have a cupboard full of them soon.
Oof. Is there one you recommend better?
Peychaud's is a very good one. A little more pricey, but if you want to keep going, just start going with the normal flavors and keep educating yourself.
Well, I don't know. Where do you pick up a bitters at? Is it at the liquor store?
Yep. A finer one.
A finer one, Stratty. Okay. Not no. You got to venture. Stratty's got to venture past the Bud Light aisle.
Yeah. unless they put it right in the Bud Light, it's not coming home with me.
Well, Del, man, I'm looking forward to this. I'll put out the pictures and the ingredients and the recipe, and I highly recommend this for our listeners. This is fantastic, and for Connor Halley, you know what? Hey, he's got to impress Ashley's father. Yeah. This could be the drink of choice for the con man. Thanks, Del. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Talk to you later.